Please listen carefully.
Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. Erica here, the creator of Bring Your Own Kombucha, which as you know is a podcast but also a blog. If you're not following me on Instagram already, head over to at Bring Your Own Kombucha and you can follow along my health and wellness and mom life and woo-woo journey. If you don't know this already about me, I also write for a website called A Sweat Life, and basically it talks about all things health and wellness related, and I really wanted to interview my editor, Kristen Giel. She's an absolute sweetheart and so knowledgeable, and she's just a really fun soul with a fun story, so I thought it would be a perfect guest for this show. She's actually a native of Kentucky, and she moved to Chicago back in 2011, received her master's in writing, and you can probably guess from the title, A Sweat Life, that she's really into breaking a sweat. So whether that be playing sports or running marathons or taking boxing lessons, she really does it all. So it's really just fun to pick people's brains about how they like to sweat, how they like to work out, how they fit it in. We all have different ways of getting our exercise in, but I think it's so interesting what other people enjoy and, you know, just getting ideas from others about how to next level your workout. So let's jump into today's sponsor before we hit up this interview. Thank you for listening, guys. And before we jump into today's episode, I really want to give a great thank you to Pixel Eyewear. They are today's podcast episode sponsor. Let me tell you a little bit more about why you guys should check out Pixel Eyewear. Did you know, on the average, people spend 10 plus hours a day staring at digital screens? It's over 70 hours a week, 280 days a month, or over 3,300 hours in a year. That's absolutely insane. So it should honestly be no surprise that an estimated 70% of Americans experience an eye strain due to prolonged use of electronic devices. So what's the solution? Insert Pixel Eyewear Company. Basically, they've created eyeglasses that filter out 50% of the harsh blue light and up to 95% at the highest levels without distorting your color perception. The glasses also eliminate glare and alleviate strain in your eyes, as well as incorporating a nanotechnology coating that keeps your lenses clean and scratch-free. I have a pair at home and I absolutely love them. I use them when I'm vlogging, or I'll toss them in my computer bag and I'll bring them to work with me. And the frames are really light. I was actually talking to a friend yesterday who asked me if the frames were heavy, and I was like, no, they're very similar to regular eyeglass frames, and they're also super stylish. There's a variety of styles for you to choose from. So if you want to grab your own, make sure you head over to pixeleyewear.com and you can use the promo code BYOK for a discount, and I'll leave all that information in the show notes. Okay, guys, let's jump right in. Hi, Kristen, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me, Erica.
Of course, thank you for coming on the podcast. Do you mind giving everybody a brief background about yourself?
Sure. So I am the editor-in-chief of asweatlife.com, which is a health and wellness media company. I'm originally from Lexington, Kentucky, and moved to Chicago about 8 years ago to go to graduate school in professional writing. And from there, I decided that I was able to deal with the winter weather, so I stayed put and started taking more and more group fitness classes as a way to make friends. And that is, in a roundabout way, how I ended up with the job that I have today.
I love that. So you are also a retired marathon runner. Would you mind telling us more about that?
Sure. So back in, I guess, 2014, I was browsing the internet, as one does at work, and I happened to notice that it was the last day to sign up for the Chicago Marathon Lottery. And I thought to myself, well, I've been running a little more than usual. I'll enter the lottery, and then if I get in, maybe it would be a cool thing to do. And if I don't get in, then it was not meant to be. So I entered it like a couple of hours before it closed, and of course I got in. So then I was actually committed to running a marathon. And I actually really enjoyed the training process. I found a really good group of friends through it, and it helped me during some sort of tougher emotional times in my life. And I ended up finishing feeling like I could have done a little bit better. So from there, I signed up for another marathon right on the spot and ended up doing two more total, all in the span of about 1 year.
Wow.
And then after that, my legs were tired. So I decided to retire.
Totally understandable. So since you're a retired marathon runner, what are some ways you like to sweat now?
My favorite way right now is probably boxing. I have found a teacher in a studio that I really love here in Chicago at Title Boxing Club in Lincoln Park. And I go to class there probably once or twice a week. And then I've also added on a private lesson with my favorite teacher about once a week. And it has been so good for me, like both physically and mentally, because it just helps me get out of my own head. And I don't think of myself as a very coordinated person. You know, runners are good at going in a straight line for a long time, and that's about as much rhythm as I've got. So the coordination aspect of boxing has been a really good challenge for me. And then outside of that, I also teach group fitness classes at a high-intensity interval studio here in Chicago. So I do a little bit of everything, but boxing and HIIT are my favorite things to do at the moment.
So interesting, because at first you were talking about the marathon running, and then you, which is more of a solo sport, but you said how you sweat nowadays is boxing, which is more, class-based. So what would you say is your preference? Are you more of like a class-based active person, or would you rather just work out on your own?
So I'd say sort of in between. I love going to classes and I love the energy of people around me, but I'm also kind of an introvert. So I'm likely to go to a group class by myself and be totally fine, like not knowing anybody and like only saying hi to the people that I do recognize, but still sort of feeding off that group vibe and using that to help push myself a little bit further.
Totally get that. So what does it take to be a editor at a Sweat Life? I feel like it almost sounds like it might be a little bit daunting considering, the title itself is A Sweat Life. Do you feel pressured to work out every day just to keep up with the magazine? Or can you give us a little bit of insight in that?
Yeah, I think people would be pretty surprised, actually, to know that even if you're working for a health and wellness website and company, that a lot of times we find ourselves struggling to fit in a workout just like anybody else. So we often joke among our team, the running joke is that the shoemaker has no shoes. So that's sort of our like code phrase to each other to saying like, okay, we are all working a little bit too hard right now. Maybe we all need to take a break, go get a workout in, and use that as a way to like recharge and reset. That part, I would find that I work out more for my own sanity and is a way for myself to like mentally reset and to sort of get a fresh start on my day, and less about like the pressure of working for a health and wellness company, because we're all super supportive of how everyone and our team wants to work and when they want to take a little bit of a step back and, you know, focus on themselves, because we have found that we can't run at full steam unless we take care of ourselves first. So in that sense, I would view making sure I get my workout in is more of like a self-care thing than a pressure to keep up with the website thing.
I love that. And that's really great that you're part of a team that totally understands and, you know, has that same goal in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone on our team, we have 4 full-time people right now, and we all teach or have taught group fitness in some capacity as well. So we know the importance of, you know, having that time to yourself to do something that's just for you, not for anybody else. And we all really respect that among each other's schedules.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on at A Sweat Life right now? Do you guys have any upcoming events?
Yeah, so we do a couple of big things on a regular basis. Every month we will have one event that we call Sweat Working, and that is where we take over a gym or a workout studio and we bring people in to try something new and to make a new friend. And from Sweat Working, we have actually built into 2 week-long annual events called Sweat Working Week. So we host one in June and one in January. And we think of that as restaurant week, but for fitness. So think 1 to 3 workouts every single day for a week, taking you to like the coolest studios, the most unique workout experiences that you could imagine. And then we also add in some lunch and learns and some really unique opportunities to sweat in like maybe crazy locations. What I'm thinking of specifically for this last Sweat Working Week, we tried to have a focus on arts and music and culture. So we ended our Sweat Working Week at a venue in Chicago called Talia Hall, which is a really historic old concert venue. And we brought in 3 different workouts and paired them each with music in a crazy way. Like we did yoga with an 8-piece brass band.
Oh my gosh, how cool.
And boxing with a DJ and a live drummer. So we're always trying to sort of push ourselves to think really outside the box and help people realize that, you know, sweating doesn't always have to happen in the exact same elliptical in your big box gym. Like you can really do things that are both fun and good for you. So we are starting to plan June's Sweat Working Week right now, and not a lot of details to reveal just yet, but it's always a really fun time, and it's one of the most creative processes that we get to do as a team.
And just to elaborate, these weeks are open to the public, correct? It's not just a sweat team. It's open to anybody in the Chicago area?
Yep, anybody and everybody. The past couple of weeks, I know we've reached about 1,200 people throughout the week. So
Wow. There
are lots of opportunities to hang out with us and to come make a new friend and try something different with the A Sweat Life crew.
Wow, that's incredible. That reach is amazing.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun doing it, and we're pretty proud of what we've accomplished, and we're always ready to try something different to see what else we can do.
Now, what about the State of Fitness Survey? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that was one of my big initiatives as editor-in-chief, and for the past 3 years, we have been collecting survey data from our readers based about asking them questions on how they like to work out, their fitness budget, which has been really interesting to track over time, what their favorite workouts are, and what instructors and workout trends they love. So this year was our 3rd year doing it, and we were able to compile all of the survey data over those 3 years and develop some analysis of the trends that we were seeing. So we put that all together and we released it in March, and we're still looking at the results and applying them to all the other trends that we see going on right now. So that's been really interesting to watch and to have a hand in. And what we were seeing is a couple of things. We saw that people are spending less money on fitness than they ever have before.
Really?
At least among our readers. Yeah, among our readers. But a bigger portion of their fitness budget is going to group fitness classes and on-demand fitness. So that's the way the majority of our readers prefer to work out, was in group settings and using on-demand like apps or YouTube videos or social media. And then the other really interesting thing we saw is we had a question at the end that was very open-ended, and we just said, what is a fitness trend you are excited about this year? And overwhelmingly, a lot of the responses had to do with women and strength training. And we loved that as a sign that, you know, people are excited about women getting stronger and not necessarily working out to lose any part of themselves. So it's been really fun to bring those results to the public, and we're excited to keep exploring them over the rest of the year.
So interesting. I'm really shocked by the statistic that our generation, at least the viewership, is spending less money on workout classes, because I feel like our generation is a lot more pro experience over, you know, buying actual materialistic things.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think people are getting really savvy with how they work out. I know among our readers and our ambassadors, they are always sharing free fitness opportunities and events and, you know, workouts for charity that are maybe at a discount, or, hey, this studio is testing out new instructors and they're holding free classes this week. So I think people are getting smarter about how they spend, and I think they're also viewing fitness as more of a social activity. So they're seeing it not necessarily as to do, but something they get to do with friends. So we're seeing that fitness is also becoming more of a wellness, like a space for hanging out and for community, than just an activity you do for your health.
Right. No, I can totally relate to that, especially with like goat yoga popping up, and they have like, you know, yoga in the vineyards. And I mean, I feel like they really are becoming, just like you said, it's more of like a social aspect and different ways to hang out with your friends. And even I know personally, you know, I'm a mom now and I just don't get a lot of time to go out. So I'd rather ask a friend to go to a spin class with me or something like that instead of happy hour. So you can, you know, get both accomplished.
Yeah, no, that was definitely something we saw in our survey. In fact, one person mentioned specifically that she enjoyed that a group fitness class or an activity was replacing the standard post-work happy hour with coworkers and with friends. So I don't think you're alone there. I think people are multitasking, but they're doing it in a way that helps their body and also sort of helps feed their soul by bringing friends into it.
Absolutely. And that's definitely a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
So my next question for you is, you definitely mentioned a Sweat Life ambassador. So who are your Sweat Life ambassadors? How do you become one? And what do they do?
Of course. Yeah. So I think the ambassadors are one of my favorite parts of working with a Sweat Life. And they, I think we have about 500 ambassadors right now, and they are all over the country. I think we're in 20 different states last that I saw. So you don't have to live in Chicago to be a Sweat Life ambassador. And we open applications for ambassadorship in October. And the deal is, if you apply to become a Sweat Life ambassador, you are committing to setting big goals for yourselves. And we are committing to helping you reach those goals through different workshops that we offer throughout the years, through a community that is rallying behind you and will offer support and networking however you want, and through whatever power we have to help you get there. So our ambassadorship, once you sign up, you get access to a special channel on our app, which we use to host our workshops and different bonus perks of being an ambassador. And you also get a monthly workout and a workshop that we help host that is free of charge. So you get to learn, you get to sweat, you get to see your new friends in person. And we also make sure there is a digital component too. So anyone, no matter where you live or what you do, can be involved. And chances are there's another ambassador in your city. So this year we're focusing on expanding our events nationally to cities like Denver or LA or New York, where we know that we have a group of ambassadors that's excited and, you know, wants to get out and do things.
I love how far your reach is across the country. That's incredible.
Yeah, we're really proud of it, especially considering we just grew from like Chicago only events and readership. And it's something that we're really focused on because it's so easy these days to connect digitally. So we want to make sure that we're reaching as many people as possible so they can get involved whenever and wherever they can.
Absolutely. Now, would you mind just chatting a little bit about the Sweat Life app?
Yeah, absolutely. So our sister company is called the Sweat Working App. And it started off as a way for fitness trainers to film their own workouts, and we would help film those, and we would host them on our app, and they would be able to reach all of their followers without necessarily making them come to a brick and mortar gym, or without having to power their own app or social media presence and, you know, dealing with all of the content filming that can be kind of a hang up when you're in the fitness industry. But now it's evolved to partner more with gyms. So we're focusing right now on partnering with different gyms like The Barcode, which has a nationwide presence, or East Bank Club, which is a big health club here in Chicago, or Sweat, which is a group fitness studio. And we are partnering with them to help them film and host their own workouts on the app so their members can have that as a membership option in addition to visiting the studio. So it's a great blend of on-demand fitness for when you're traveling or when you can't get to the gym, and still having that studio membership or gym membership in your back pocket for the days when you really do want that group energy and the vibe of a trainer, you know, right in your face yelling at you.
That's awesome. And the app's available in the iTunes App Store, correct?
Yep, sure is. And we're also available for Android as well with the Google Play. And we're working on big things this year. So definitely recommend checking it out and letting us know if you have any questions or any feedback.
Awesome. So we pretty much rounded out all the aspects of a sweat life. But do you guys have anything, upcoming or in store that we should be looking out for?
I would say Sweat Working Week is a big one. And then we do these monthly events, and we're going to work more on bringing our different aspects of our sweat working events and our breakfast and learns that we host here in Chicago to the app. So the app is really the best place to be if you want to have any idea of what is happening at a sweatlife.com headquarters. I'd say keep an eye out for Sweat Working Week in Chicago. It'll be June 9th through 14th. And we're going to work on expanding to other cities and hopefully have a national component to the rest of our events very soon.
Awesome. And what about you personally, Kristen, since you were also an avid sweater, and you did mention that last year you climbed Mount Kilimanjaro with your dad and your sister. Do you have any upcoming events or anything that we should look out for?
Oh, man, for me personally, nothing on the book. So last year was a really big travel year for me. I think I kept a list on my phone. I did something like 21 trips over the year. So it was
way
kind of ridiculous at one point. Yeah. It just, a lot of stuff happened to pile up in one year. My family, as you mentioned, we did a bucket list trip to Africa and we hiked Mount Kilimanjaro. And so that was my dad and my sister and my uncle and my cousin. And that was amazing. And I have recently gotten the bug to do something similar again. So right now I'm working hard at trying to convince my friends to do a trek in Chile, maybe this time next year. So I would love to plan some sort of big trip, and I love having an active component to any vacation. And I turned 30 this year. So that's my bottom line for everybody. I'm like, if you love me, you will come on this trip with me.
That's right.
That's how you prove it.
I love that. Well, can you share with everybody where they can find you on social media and where they can find a sweat life?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am at Kristen Geil on all platforms, and that's KristenGeil. It's not a long name, but it is tricky to spell for some for some reason. And then a sweat life, you can find us at a sweat life on Instagram and on Twitter, and we're a sweatlife.com on the internet. And we publish a lot of great content every day. We have our own podcast called We Got Goals that comes out once a week. So if you are into podcasts, which I suspect whoever is listening to this is, you should check us out as well.
Awesome. Okay, I have one more question for you. And I ask everybody who comes on the podcast, what is your favorite flavor of kombucha?
Oh, I knew this was coming. So I made Gina give me a taste of kombucha last week because I actually have not drank it on my own. I'm a very picky beverage drinker.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, I was only allowed to drink like water and milk growing up. We didn't have soft drinks. And so since then, like fizzy beverages have always been kind of ruined for me. And I know that kombucha is supposed to be so good for me. So I tried my first sip last week, and I think it was like a cran apple flavor, and I liked it, but it seemed like so much kombucha at once. I was like, I don't know if I can drink all of this. So I am easing my way in and would welcome any recommendations that you have, actually.
I love that. Yes, actually, that's really smart, because if you have too much kombucha at once, it's a lot of probiotics. So definitely recommend, you know, easing into it.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Kristen. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Erica. It was a blast.